Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with the fear of failure. Did you know that the fear of failure can actually be transferred from parent to child? Studies have shown that parents transfer their fear unknowingly and not on purpose. They, without thinking, move away or hold their affection when a child fails at something. Every time a parent reacts harshly or distances themselves from a child, this is a big punishment. And as a result, the child starts to believe that failure is unacceptable. This becomes extremely unhealthy for the child and can grow up believing that they are not good enough, when the truth is that they need to fail to learn and grow. The fear of failure is crippling. As we've already covered the fear of failure in another podcast, today I wanted to talk about understanding how to fail. When we fail, it is never the failure that stops our growth. It is the reaction to the failure. It is how we perceive ourselves afterwards, the things we associate our self-worth with, and the way we talk to ourselves about it. I am useless. Anyone else could have done a better job than me. I should never have tried. What will people think about me now? Then we become a victim of our failures. We adopt the victim mentality, where we believe that we are helpless and nothing can be done about it. Very often, we just don't like to accept the fact that failure has happened. We try disguising it. We try embellishing it. We try to show it wasn't actually a failure, but an intended consequence. For example, when you make a mistake while cooking and then say, you know, it's something different. I'm trying something new. See, the very fact that we can't accept when we fail at something should be a giant red flag. Acceptance is the first step to making a change. Let me ask you, when was the last time you failed at something? And how did you handle it? What was your reaction to it? As your habit coach, I want you to be failing at something almost every day. I want you to celebrate your failures. I want you to be so comfortable with your failures that they don't haunt you anymore. They stay in the past and you learn never to regret them. So the key is to grow with each of your failures. Each failure should get you closer and closer to success. If you're failing over and over again without learning anything new, it's a sign that you're not learning from this experience and hence not growing. The idea of failing forward is to understand how to grow with each failure, how to become better and better with each failure. There are 3 points to note with regards to relationships with failure. The first is, accept the failure without regret. The second, identify what you've learned from this failure without being self-deprecating. And the third, find out how you can do something different the next time around. Imagine if you did this every single time you failed, how fast you would grow from each experience. So your super simple habit is to go repeat this sentence after a failure. It goes like this. I failed at doing X. I learned that I should have done A, B, and C. Next time around, I will do P and Q. All you have to do is substitute those letters with what you've learned. Try and distill this whole thought into a one-liner that can bring clarity to you failing forward. As a practical example, I gave a talk I'm not all that proud of. So I use this technique here. It goes like this. I failed at giving the best possible experience for the audience. I learned that I should not use a hand mic and insist on the room being brighter and have these events probably not so late in the evening. Next time round, I shall listen to my gut and insist on these changes. You see what I did? No self-deprecation, no self-pity, just learning and moving forward. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.